Welcome to a time of listening prayer focused on two verses from the book of John. For many of you, this will be a new experience in prayer. In our busy lives, we can easily neglect to take time to listen to what the Father may wish to say to our hearts. For this season of prayer, you will need a journal or paper and something to write with. Please pause this audio to get what you need if necessary. Many of us have been used to reading the Bible for study or to analyze what it's saying. In other words, most of us read the Bible for information, but not many of us read or listen to the Word for transformation. That is why you'll be doing this season of prayer. For the next few minutes, you'll be listening to the Bible as a living and active Word of God. Allow Him to speak into your heart. The purpose of this time is to allow the Father to transform you by His Word through the power of His Spirit. Romans 12, 1 through 2 describes this process well. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Listen with the ears of your heart to two verses from the book of John. The verses will be read twice now and again a bit later in our prayer time. As you listen, hold one or two words or a phrase in your mind that seemed to speak to you. Perhaps you may wish to write it down to remember. Don't worry if nothing specific comes to mind. If you write nothing down, it's perfectly okay. This kind of listening prayer takes some practice. There will be pauses, times of silence. Try to focus simply on what God is saying to you to keep your mind from wandering other places. As we begin, it might help to close your eyes to block out any distraction. Focus your complete attention on hearing the Word of God and responding to it. Listen to the Word of God. So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me." Jesus gave them this answer, "Very truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing by Himself. He can do only what He sees His Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does." So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me." Jesus gave them this answer, "Very truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing by Himself. He can do only what He sees His Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does." Now take some time to reflect and meditate on a word or words, or perhaps a phrase, that God may have brought to your heart's attention. Trust that God has shown you just what He desires to show you, even if it's just one word. Focus on what God has given you. Write it down if you wish to remember. Repeat silently what you have heard. Don't ask God for anything or try to understand. Simply repeat His word or words to you. Now we will take some time to respond in prayer to what God has pulled your attention towards. Ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you about what God may be saying through the word or phrase He has given you. Ask Him to show you what He may want you to do or say that comes from His heart. Don't try to analyze or ask why. Just focus on what God wants you to know. You may want to write down what you sense you are hearing. Listen again for God's voice as the scriptures are read one more time. So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me." Jesus gave them this answer, "Very truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing by Himself. He can do only what He sees His Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does." As you have encountered the living Word, is there anything you sense God is doing or saying that He wants you to do or say? It could be that He just wants you to be aware that He is present with you and that you can trust Him to speak to you, just as He did with Jesus when He was fully human and walking on this earth. If you haven't already, write down anything you sense you need to remember from this time. From Mark 9, 7 and 8, during the Transfiguration. Then a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud, "This is my Son, whom I love. Listen to Him." Suddenly, when the disciples looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. We always want to close our time of prayer by thanking the Father for His presence in and around us. For the gift of prayer, we thank you, Lord. We are grateful for what you are teaching us and about how you instructed your only Son while He walked on this earth. Thank you for teaching our hearts as well. Thank you for focusing our attention on Jesus and how He never did or said anything apart from you. May this time of prayer bring honor and glory to your name alone. Through the powerful name of Jesus, we say, Amen. And amen. Take some time now to share your experience with one another, with one other person, or as a group. Share what this experience of listening prayer and the Word of God was like for you.